When Congress came back to Washington this week, it hunkered down to the one day of legislating it considers an appropriate workload in the last holiday season before an election.
Christopher Caldwell, senior editor with the Weekly Standard and regular contributor to Day to Day, has this take on the spending bill.
The House has passed an omnibus spending bill. The Senate declared it would do no such thing. It cited record levels of wasteful pork barrel spending, including millions of dollars that Republicans have earmarked to provide Florida voters with affordable access to golf. The senator who has threatened a filibuster against this waste is Robert Byrd of West Virginia. Yes, the very man who has sucked billions in government money into his state from the IRS, NASA, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and every other government agency you can name, and who once described his ability to deliver pork to West Virginia as his state's only billion-dollar industry. In Congress right now, we have the worst of both worlds. The fiscal responsibility of Democrats is phony baloney. But the mind-bending profligacy of the Republicans is real. By the government's optimistic figures, this year's legislation alone will add almost $1 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. And in 2 years' time, Americans will discover that what the Bush administration has sold as a prescription drug benefit is actually only a partial entitlement. And what's more, an entitlement so complex that you'll need to hire an accountant in order to take advantage of it. At that point, voters will either recoil in horror at the waste or demand that the plan be fully funded, and that will cost trillions more. For both Democrats and Republicans, American politics has turned into a game of hot potato. One party spends more than it has, the other has less than it spends, and each party trusts that the other will be left to clean up the mess when the whole unaffordable edifice comes tumbling down.
Opinion and analysis from Christopher Caldwell, a senior editor at the Weekly Standard and regular contributor to Day to Day.